This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We have two topics today. We're trying to get back in the swing, as they say. So the first topic is Nedarim Samachei Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanya Hamudah Harnamei Chavera In Matirin Loi El Befanav. That if you ask your friend in Hana, you can't matter him only in his presence. We only matter the noider, the one who made the neder, in the presence of the one who asserted it. So if somebody asserted Hana, we only do it in his presence. Because this person was not allowed to get Hana from you. You said, you can't get Hana from me. So if you're going to allow him to get Hana, you can only do it in his presence. The Gemara says, and the Ran brings two different reasons for it. The Ran says there is a man d'amar, it's only when the neder is for your friend's benefit. In other words, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu made a neder, I'm not going to leave without your permission. Like Moshe said to Yisrael, I'm not going to leave unless you give me rishus. So, or like the oath that Tzidkiyahu took to Nebuchadnezzar, that Tzidkiyahu swore that he's not going to reveal that Nebuchadnezzar ate the rabbit. So in these cases, Moshe took a neder for the benefit of Yisroi. Tzidkiyahu took a neder for the benefit of Nebuchadnezzar. So if you want to matter it, you can only do it in the person's presence. So too, if I said I'm not going to get Hana from you, if I say I'm not going to get Hana from you, I could only matter it in your presence if I let you know that I matter it. And that, according to the Ran, that would only be if it's for your benefit. The Ran says, what's the reason? So that the person is not embarrassed. In other words, if I say I'm not going to get Hana from you, I'm only going to matter it in your presence. The Ran says, "Kedei shelo yevazuhu." But if it's not for your benefit, it's even shelo befanav. Then the Ran says, "It depends on the machlokes and the Yushalmi. What's the reason you're only matter befanav? There's a man de amar because of busha, namely that so that you should be embarrassed. You shouldn't be embarrassed. If you said I'm not going to get Hana from you, so you did it for the person's benefit. You wanted to benefit the person. So therefore, we want you to be embarrassed so that you don't come to be materet. We don't want you to be materet. Moshe Rabbeinu made a neder that he's only going to leave with Rishus. Or Tzidkiyahu made a neder he's not going to let it out. Then Nebuchadnezzar ate a rabbit. So if you can only be materet in the person's presence, you'll be hesitant to be materet. Now that's only by a neder that's for the person's benefit. Otherwise, you could do it. But there is a man de amar that it's because of chshad, that if you made a neder that you're not going to get Hana from your friend, and then you go ahead and get a Hana from your friend, and your friend didn't know that you were materet, he's going to suspect you. So that's why you have to be materet in his presence. So that in that case, even if it wasn't for your friend's benefit, it would still only be in his presence. Another nafkamina the Ran says between these two reasons is according to the man d'amar that it's because of chshad, then even if you don't do it in his presence, but you let him know that you are materet, there's no chshad. But if it's because of busha, even if you let him know, still we only allow you to be maturit in his presence because that's more embarrassing. Okay, but we're still not at the main topic over here. Because the main topic is going to be, the Gemara says that what's the source? Rav Nachman says, the Pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe and Midian, go to Mitzrayim, all the people who want to kill you have died. Hashem says to Moshe and Midian, he told him, in Midian you made the neder, go and be matir your neder in Midian. Like it says, Vayoyo Moshe, Moshe swore. And therefore Hashem says you have to be matir it where you swore, befanav. Then the Gemara brings another example. That Tzidkiyahu swore to Nebuchadnezzar. He caught Nebuchadnezzar, he's eating a rabbit, a raw rabbit. So Nebuchadnezzar said, swear that you're not going to tell anyone. So he swore. In the end, Tzidkiyahu was very pained that he couldn't let the rabbit out of the hat. So he was matir the neder. The Rabbanu were matir his neder. So Nebuchadnezzar heard that people are being mavazah him, and he realized Tzidkiyahu must have told them. So what happened? He summoned the Sanhedrin. He said, look what Tzidkiyahu did. Didn't he swear? So the rabbi said, he was matir shvua. So Nebuchadnezzar said, he was matir, the shvua? Is that befanav or even shaloi befanav? They said, no, it's only befanav. So they said, Nebuchadnezzar said, how could you do that? Why didn't you tell Tzidkiyahu? So they were ashamed. They sat on the floor. So the Ran asks the following question. The fact that the Sanhedrin were matir for Tzidkiyahu, that shows that b'di'eved, if you matir it shaloi b'fanav, it works. Because if it didn't work, then Tzidkiyahu wouldn't have violated it. It must be b'di'eved, it works. So the Ran asks, still, it's nice that b'di'eved it's okay, but why did the Sanhedrin do it l'charchila? So the Ran says, ikal meimer de l'dvar mitzvah matirin. You could say that for a dvar mitzvah, it's mutter. The Tzidkiyo have a mitzvah b'yoyser. Tzidkiyo was very distressed. Kishaloi ha'yachal agalos, that he couldn't say. U'mizbatel a'idei kach mimlech ha'shamayim. It was disturbing his equanimity. The fact that he couldn't tell people Nebuchadnezzar ate a rabbit was disturbing Tzidkiyo's equanimity. He really wanted to say. Also, look, the king told them to do it, so for them it's a mitzvah. And therefore, for a mitzvah, you could be matirid even shalei b'fanav. So basically, the Ran says the following principle, that even though if you make a neder for someone's benefit, you can only matirid in their presence. However, for a dvar mitzvah, you could do it even not in their presence. So the Achronim say this is not a good answer. What's the Ran saying? That for a dvar mitzvah you could be matir and not even their presence? Then Moshe Rabbeinu, where was he going? He was going to Mitzrayim to do what? To play golf? He was going to Mitzrayim to redeem the Jewish people. There's no greater mitzvah than getting the Jews out of Egypt. So if according to the Ran you could be matir shloi b'fanav for a dvar mitzvah, then why was that reason not good enough for Moshe Rabbeinu? For Moshe Rabbeinu was a dvar mitzvah.
But Hashem told Moshe to go to Yisrael.
But why? Because a neder that's made b'fanav, you can only matir b'fanav. You can't do it shalai b'fanav. But it's not true for a dvar mitzvah. You could do it shalai b'fanav. I mean, in other words, don't we see from what Hashem told Moshe that even for a dvar mitzvah, you still have to do it b'fanav? So what's the Ran saying? Oh, for Tzidkiyahu, it was a mitzvah. Because since he was in a lot of distress, it was a mitzvah. But we see from Moshe that even if it's a dvar mitzvah, you still can't do it shalai b'fanav. So this is the question of the Rivash. The Rivash is in Siman Kuf Pei Vav. So he asks, the Tosfos Zal shekasvu da afilu neder l'tayelas chaveray matirin l'chadchila l'dvar mitzvah he kula yisera. It's an excessive leniency. V'la yiskimu ba kol achrenim. The achrenim are not, don't agree with it. V'nira li stira l'divrei hatoisis. There's a stira to Taisus. Shari in lecha mitzvah gedol me'alichas Moshe Mitzrayim b'shulchas Hashem Yisroch lo yitzi yisro mitachas sivus Mitzrayim. There's no greater mitzvah than for Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Egypt in the sent by Hashem to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. V'afal pikein hotzoch lishol rishus me'yisro. He still had to ask Yisro's rishus. Mamish, davar yafa b'itoy, this week's parsha. Yeah. Actually, I mean, not really, but Yisro is this week's parsha. But anyway. It was not mutter without his consent. The only time there's a din that you have to ask the rishus is if you swore to them because of a toiva they did for you. Like, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisro gave him his daughter. Or Tzidkiyo with Nebuchadnezzar, that Nebuchadnezzar saved his life. Otherwise, we don't need his das. But in any event, the Rivash's kasha is that this does not fit into Moshe Rabbeinu, how could you say that for a Dvar Mitzvah, you can be Mater, even Shalai Bershus, but by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was also a Dvar Mitzvah. So you know, ask this question, the Shach. The Shach quotes the Taz that the Shach quotes the Lavush. The Lavush asks that how come Hashem told Moshe to go to Yisrael, but Moshe was going to redeem the Jewish people and there's no greater mitzvah? That's the Kasha of the Lavush. Says the Shach, that's Lavush's Kasha? Doesn't he know the Rivash already asked that question? Simon Kuf Pei Vav. Shemisham Makar Dinze, Shachar Shehivi Divreya Toysus, Hikshu Kushazu Ba'atzmoi, Venerally Steer Ladivreya Toysus, Shavain Lachamitsu Gedola, Mealichas Moshel Mitzrayim, Vishlichas Hashemis Barach, Vafa Pikain Hutzrach Lisho, Rishus Me Yisroi, Vole Hutter Shalai Bertsinai. So the Shach says, you know, the Lavush asked this question like he discovered America. This question is as old as the hills. The Rivash already asked the question. But says the Shach, I'm going to answer the question. Moshe Rabbeinu going to redeem the Jewish people was not a mitzvah. You know why? Why does God need Moshe to go to Mitzrayim to redeem the Jewish people? That's the only way Jews could get out of Mitzrayim. That's the only way God could get Jews out of Mitzrayim is if Moshe goes there. I mean, he brought 10 makos. He can't have them fly in carpets out of Mitzrayim. He needs Moshe to go to them. Why does Moshe have to go to them? There are many ways to get Jews out of Egypt. The only time something is a Dvar Mitzvah is when that's the only way to do the Mitzvah. The only way Tzidkiyo could have some relief from his mental anguish that he can't tell people that Nebuchadnezzar ate a rabbit is if he could tell people Nebuchadnezzar ate a rabbit. I guess, you know, they didn't have medication. So the only way he could get this mental relief is if he lets the cat out of the bag. But don't say that Moshe Rabbeinu is going down to Mitzrayim to do a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah means that's the only way to do the mitzvah. That's not the only way to get Jews out of Egypt. The Shach says, Mikomakam Yeshli Yashiv Divrei Toisvis, Dahakasav Maharik, Sherish Nunbez, Vaharav Lekaman, Gabe Neder, Da Aldas Rabim, Deloy Choshev Dvar Mitzvah, Elohecha Shei Evshar, La Mitzvah Lasois Oisa, Imloy Bahafaras Hashvua. It's only if there's no way to do the mitzvah unless you're matir the neder. Avokosh efshel kaima neder b'loy bitul mitzvah loy. But if it's possible to mekayim the neder without being mevatel it, without being mevatel the mitzvah, I mean, it's only a mitzvah if the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah is to be mefer the shvuah. But if you could fulfill the neder and still do the mitzvah, you're not going to be matel the neder. There are many ways to get Jews out of Egypt. Then he says, Rabasi, I think similar to what you were saying, that you're not going to say it's a mitzvah for Moshe to go redeem the Jewish people. Hashem told him what the mitzvah is here. Hashem told him the mitzvah is going to Yisrael. The Ratzon of Hashem was not for him to go to Mitzrayim. The Ratzon was to go to Midian. He told him, go to Midian. That's how the Shach answers the Rivash's Kasha. That not every good deed is a mitzvah. It's only when the only way to be Mekayim the mitzvah is to be Mater the Neder. The Hafla gives a different answer to this Kasha, the Rivash. The Hafra in his Perish Ala Torah gives a different answer. In the Sefer Panim Yafais, the Hafla says, he quotes the Shach. The Shach asks that for a Dvar Mitzvah, Matir and Shalei Befanav. He says, you know why for a Dvar Mitzvah we're Matir Shalei Befanav? Because there's a klal, Nichalei La'adam Shateyavid Mitzvah. You don't have to go to ask the guy. He would want you to do a mitzvah. Okay. That's only the case by a Jew. You can't say Yisrael would want you to do a mitzvah. V'nira d'zadavka gabi Yisrael, the mistam alicha, menichale, mistam a Jew wants a mitzvah to be done. Like the Rambam says, by a forced get, that by Yisrael it's kosher because he wants it. But by Yisrael, that even after his gerus, we're going to read in this week's Parsha, Vayichad Yisrael, Chazal say he was upset that the Jews left Egypt and the Mitzrayim were drowned. It still bothered him, Rashi says, from here we learn for 10 generations, don't embarrass a ger and his ancestry because he still feels it. Mamish, this is Mamish Dabar Yafa Be'itai. V'koshikin sha'adayin loin is gayer. Certainly here he didn't convert. Lekele meimer mistama lichale. You can't say mistama, he's nichale, because it's a mitzvah. Only by a Jew we say mistama, it's nichale. This is Mamish Shver. Why is it Shver, friends? You can't. This is what the Hafla answers to the question the Shach brings from the Rivash. That the Rivash asks, if we say that by a Dvar Mitzvah you can be Mater, even Shaloi Befanav, wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu going to do a mitzvah? No, it doesn't apply by a guy. The concept of by a Dvar Mitzvah, the person would want it, is because by a Jew there's a concept deep down we all want to do the right thing. That doesn't apply to a Gentile.
Right, so Nevuchadnezzar was a guy also.
Exactly. The whole source that for a Dvar Mitzvah you're allowed to be Mati, even Shalai Befanav, the Ran says, by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was not Jewish. I've never seen him in Shul. I never saw Nebuchadnezzar eat potato kugel. He wasn't Jewish. So the whole makar, the Ran says by Nebuchadnezzar, in the footnote in the Panim Yafei, he says Sarach Ian Midivrei Toisus V'Aran Shekos Uzos Shvos Tzidkiyol and Nebuchadnezzar. You know, I don't even know how. I don't know what he means here. The Dirshu booklet quotes, I didn't put on the sheet, the Chavetzel's Hasharon, quoting a Ritva. That Bechlal, the whole din that you can only be matir befanav, is only when you swear to a Jew. Why did Moshe and Tzidkiyo have to go and matir it in front of Yisrael and Nebuchadnezzar? They're goyim. It wasn't Meikar Adin, it was because of Chil Hashem. And therefore, even b'makom chil Hashem, even by a mitzvah, you need hatara. Because by chil Hashem, you for sure have to go b'fanav, even by a mitzvah. Again, if that's the case, so how are the Beis Din matir it by Nebuchadnezzar, unless it was just, you know, it was just desperate. Okay. Anyway, but that's interesting that it actually comes into the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu had to go ask Yisrael Rishus before his Geirus, and we say in our parsha, even after the Geirus, perhaps he wouldn't say Mistama Nichale, because Yisrael, even after his Geirus, he was still harboring some of his Gentile attitudes. The Malbim also says such an idea by Rus, that even after someone converts, they don't necessarily have Torah ideology. You know, it takes time to wean off of that. Okay, that's our first topic.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.